when we heard the truck coming. At first, it was far away, and no one could tell what the noise was. Then it was stopped, and we had hoped it had been nothing, or perhaps only the wind. Then it moved slowly nearer, unmistakable now, louder and louder, until, agonizing in a clank of loud, irregular explosions, it passed close behind us to go on up the road. The theatrical one of the two trackers stood up.
"It is finished," he said.
I put my hand to my mouth and motioned him down.
"It is finished,"
he said again, and spread his arms wide. I'd never liked him, and I liked him less now.
"After,"
I whispered. Imkola shook his head. I looked at his bald, black skull, and he turned his face a little so that I saw the thin Chinese hairs at the corners of his mouth.
"No good," he said. "Upon a Missouri."
"Wait a little," I told him. He bent his head down again so that it would not show above the dead branches, and we sat there in the dust of the hole until it was too dark to see the front sight on my rifle. But nothing more came. The theatrical tracker was impatient and restless. A little before the last of the light was gone, he whispered to Imkola that it was now too dark to shoot.
"Shut up, you," Imkola told him. "The Bwana can shoot after you cannot see."
The other tracker, the educated one, gave another demonstration of his education by scratching his name, Abdullah, on the black skin of his leg with a sharp twig. I watched without admiration.